More violence and unrest is reported Wednesday in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul, one day after U.S. Marines killed 7 Iraqis after being fired on by protesters there. Elsewhere in Iraq, coalition troops are continuing their search for weapons of mass destruction, and U.S. officials are considering what to do with captured Palestinian terrorist Abu Abbas. Correspondent Jim Malone has the latest on developments in Iraq. And now the text. At least 3 people were killed and several others wounded in Mosul Wednesday. U.S. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks says coalition troops are trying to bring order to Mosul after an incident Tuesday in which several Iraqis were killed and a number of others wounded. General Brooks told reporters at Central Command headquarters in Qatar that a crowd became unruly during a speech by an Iraqi opposition leader and began attacking U.S. Marines who'd occupied a government building.
Fire was directed at the Marines and Special Operations Forces in this complex. It was aimed fire, and aimed fire was then returned against some of the demonstrators, some of the agitated persons who are now climbing over the wall of the compound.
Meanwhile, coalition troops continue their hunt for weapons of mass destruction. U.S. Special Forces troops conducted an early morning raid on the home of Dr. Rehab Taha, an Iraqi scientist who's believed to have run a secret biological weapons laboratory in Baghdad. VOA correspondent Alicia Rue is with U.S. troops in the Iraqi capital.
A U.S. military spokesman says the troops have recovered several boxes of documents inside the house and have detained 3 men for questioning. The whereabouts of the Iraqi scientist, known as Dr. Germ, is unknown.
U.S. officials, meanwhile, are now deciding how they'll handle Palestinian terrorist Abu Abbas, who was captured by coalition troops late Monday in Baghdad. In Qatar, General Vincent Brooks told reporters that the apprehension of Abbas is proof of links between the Saddam Hussein regime and terrorists. He also said Abbas tried to escape Iraq once the war began.
We understand that Mr. Abbas tried to move a number of times and did not succeed in escaping from Iraq. And more importantly, he did not succeed in escaping from the reach of the coalition forces.
Italy says it plans to seek Abbas's extradition. An Italian court convicted him in absentia for the 1985 hijacking of the Achille Lauro cruise ship. During that hijacking, an elderly American passenger, Leon Klinghoffer, was shot to death in his wheelchair and pushed overboard. One of Mr. Klinghoffer's daughter, Lisa Klinghoffer, was asked about the capture of Abu Abbas on NBC's Today program.
Well, this sure sends a message that no matter how many years go by, terrorists can't run and terrorists can't hide because they're going to be caught.
Palestinian officials in the West Bank are demanding Abbas's release, saying his arrest violates an accord between Israel and the Palestinians granting amnesty to PLO officials who committed violent acts prior to 1993. The apprehension of Abu Abbas has raised hopes that coalition forces might have success in either hunting down or confirming the fate of senior officials in the Saddam regime. VOA correspondent Lori Kassman has been talking to ordinary Iraqis in Baghdad.
Everyone you talk to in the street, this is the question on their mind. Although they realize the war is over and the Saddam Hussein government is no longer in power, people still wonder where he is, and it scares them, because they don't know.
Finally, U.S. officials say they believe Iraq's former intelligence chief has fled to Syria. Farouk Hijazi headed the Iraqi intelligence agency in the 1990s, and U.S. officials believe he was involved in a failed plot to assassinate former President George Bush during a visit to Kuwait in 1993. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.